What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And here we are at the end of the week. It is Friday. It's a wrap. Hope you had a great week. Hope you are good even to have a better remainder of the week as you prepare for the Super Bowl. I'm so horrible at sports. I don't watch sports or really keep up with sports. I don't even know who the fuck in the Super Bowl. I'm just looking to go get me some dip and fucking chill and watch the game, I guess. I don't really keep up with that shit, but I watch that. You know, it gives me more content to talk about, you know. I just read a very recent, a very interesting article posted by Meek Mill. And Meek Mill talked about these record companies or these other people signing young black men into slave contracts. So let me say that again. So Meek Mill was saying that these record companies are signing young black men into slave contracts, and they need to come sign to Roc Nation and Dream Chasers. Yeah, his label Dream Chasers. And I'm like, yeah, that might be true to some extent, but Meek fails to point out that nobody gives a fuck about anybody in this business. This is dog eat dog. Color has nothing to do with it. If you're fucking stupid, you will get fucked. Okay, do you think Diddy wasn't fucking over? You know, I mean, Diddy will fuck you over if you're not competent. They will fuck you. They'll eat your ass alive. So that's just so, like, kind of bogus and lightweight. A lot of times, sometimes our own people will race bait us. Now, before, you know, it's a bunch of oohs and ahs, let me explain what I'm saying. For instance, in the movie business right now, it's like if a black movie comes out, one of the points to promote that black movie is like, we gotta support our own movies. Come to the black movie. Right? I get it. But you're saying that in 2020, 2019, like, there's not any black fucking movies. Like, I didn't go see Black Panther. I want to go see a good fucking movie. You know what I'm saying? Like Bad Boys didn't gross $150 million. But then people say, well, that's not really a black movie, but it is a black movie. Well, they say Black Panther's not really a black movie because that was like the white people did the movie. Well, what is it? Is it a black movie with black faces, or is it not a black movie with black faces because it was somehow produced by white people? So what exactly is a quote black movie? Because now sometimes people say, even though it's black people in the movie, it's not a black movie. So I think there needs to be some type of separation. If a fucking movie sucks, it just sucks. And it's just like, you know, when people say the critique of Tyler Perry's film, This Fall from Great, whatever the fuck it was. And, you know, like I've said this in the podcast, you know, I like what Tyler Perry's done. I like what he's doing. I like the fact that he has built his own studio and, you know, he's given us hope and all that. But the movie fucking sucked. That's not to say I'm a hater. You know what I mean? Like, I have an opinion. You know, that's my opinion. That's my critique of the movie. And it's not to take away from the fact that Tyler Perry, he's definitely a great man. But we have to get out of that shit. Like, black people will fuck you over too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have to do our due diligence. And I'm not trying to sit here and do like some type of, you know, I don't want to get the coon label and all that shit. But I'm, you know, being in this business, black people look, they don't give a fuck about you sometimes. They don't. They don't. I mean, I've performed with a lot of big acts. You know, I perform with a lot of big acts, and, you know, I've had some success, but, man, I'm not going to even say it. I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to wait, because I don't want, I'm about to go somewhere where it'll just be too heavy, you know what I mean? And I'm not ready to communicate that. But all I'm going to say is this, that, you know, you in the entertainment, when we're dealing in entertainment, right? Entertainment is very, very, very fucking saturated. Every motherfucker wants to be a rapper. Every motherfucker, every motherfucker want to be a singer. Every motherfucker want to be a comedian, an actor. All of these different things. So you're in this sea of people, and this is black or white. You're in this sea of people trying to get you know, to the top or to one particular place in their specific genre. So within that, it's fucking cutthroat. And those who are closest to you a lot of times are going to be the ones to cut your fucking throat. As you're listening to this, you're going to work, and your black supervisor, you being a black person, is probably the person fucking with you the most at the job. We really need to, as black people, like, just say, come on with the bullshit and start calling a lot of these niggas out. Because not only do we deal with racism, but we have to deal with reverse racism. How many times have you felt like, God damn, why is this nigga on my neck? You know what I'm saying? Now, and I'm not negating the fact that we live in a system of oppression and racial injustice. But I'm just saying, we have to educate ourselves. You know what I mean? And you can't, you know, we got to look through the lines of just like almost racial propaganda. You know what I'm saying? You have to read through the lines of that shit. So, and I'm just going back to what Meek said. Yeah, don't let the white man fuck you over. Let me fuck you over. Let the motherfucker that look like you fuck you over. You see what I'm saying? Because for instance, right? If I'm getting work done in my house and it's three contractors, the black dude comes over. He quotes me $100. The white guy quotes me $50. And the Mexican guy quotes me $20. 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to go with the lowest price for a simple job. Capitalism and greed is going to be the determining factor. So, you know, in this business, nobody's going to do you any. You would hope that somebody that looked like you would do you a favor and cut you some slack, but they're not. They will fuck you like any other race. So it's in your hands to educate yourself. It's in your hands to take ownership in your own career or your own endeavors or whatever that might be. But that's just a weak statement to me. It just is, man. It just is. And I can tell you this, in entertainment. And yes, is Hollywood racist and segregated and all this shit? Yes, it definitely is. But there are those up at the top that look like me who might not give me any opportunity. My brothers who look like me who might not give me any opportunities out of feeling threatened. Whereas a person from another race might give me the biggest opportunity of my fucking life. You see what I'm saying? So especially dealing with entertainment, and I know, you know, you might not be entertained. A lot of people that listen to me might not be entertained, but I'm just talking in entertainment. And I mean, we could just deal with it in life. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to just look at your individual situation and do what's best with you for you. And you can't necessarily, you can't have any expectation of anybody. You can't expect a person to have your best interest. You just can't. I don't care what color they are. It doesn't matter. You have to have your best interest. You have to have your best interest at heart. And it's just like with Tyler Perry with the studio. I don't hire writers. He doesn't hire any writers. I mean, like that just blow. That's like almost mind blowing to me. All these gifted brothers and sisters out here. You don't hire any of them to help you write the fucking script. I mean. Let's just wake up, man. Let's really open our eyes. You know what I'm saying? And then even if you have a business, and I want to say this to anybody with a business, I would not advise anybody to promote their business or marginalize their business as a black business. Right? You get what I'm saying? Like, I want to support the best biz or the best service. Now, I'm going to give my brother a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love giving brothers a chance or opportunity to earn my money or to earn my business. I will definitely give you first chance. But I'm not just going to give you my fucking money or, like, go to you specifically because you're black. Like, and then the irony of that is they say people don't support black business. I buy Yeezys. That's not a black business. Or people won't consider that a black business because, you know, he has a fucking partnership with Adidas. A partnership. And if you look at the royalties that Kanye is getting from that shit, it's definitely a partnership versus what Nike is doing with the athletes. It's like different. You know what I mean? If you really look at the business behind it and how he's getting the royalties off of the sneakers, you know what I'm saying? Fear of God. Is that not a black business with Jerry Lorenzo? Off-White. Owned by Virgil Abloh. Is that not a black business? Interesting. Ivy Park. And I'm just saying this to say, just be the best, man. I mean, just straight be the best. Straight be the best. You know what I mean? Like, just be the best business you can be. One of the biggest and best black businesses in Atlanta, you wouldn't even know this, is the motherfucking the Marriott. What is it? The Marriott in downtown Atlanta. Booming. Black owned. You'd never know. Just some food for thought. Just food for thought. So I really wanted to just cover that and talk about it. Like, we have to keep our eyes open. Like, I love my people, my brothers and sisters. I do. But we have to keep our eyes open individually, you know, to the wolves and to people who, you know, they call, you know, black man, all this old shit. But some of them motherfuckers, a lot of them will fuck you over too. So I'm just saying, individually, we need to empower one another. So, man, look, you take this book and you use your own reasoning towards the decision that you are about to make, my brother. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. We got to more so empower one another. We can't. I don't believe we can just expect or have any expectation on anybody other than ourselves. So, I guess that's that. This has been a very interesting conversation. I know yesterday's podcast, I wasn't talking about shit. I was just wanted to complete the podcast. So, and that's what I put out. But I'm going to wrap this up. For today, there's been another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Also, if you're in New York City, you can check me out tonight. I will be at the Comedy Cellar 10 p.m. and midnight. Also, Saturday, I will be back at the Comedy Cellar 10 p.m. and midnight. And I will have one show on Sunday at the Village Underground in New York. So, very happy to be formed at this prestigious club. So, if you're in town, tell a friend, and come out. So, I'm going to wrap this show up today. There's another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. See you tomorrow.